are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
My message, very simply, a prayer to pray for 2015. I'm going to challenge you to pray big prayers and to believe God for big things for 2015. Amen. This is a year where you will invade new territory for God. This is a year where great things will happen in your life. Come on. So in 2015, I want to encourage you to expect new things from God, to believe God for even greater things, to believe God for much more. Our God is El Shaddai. That means He's more than enough. He's the all-sufficient one. He is able, the Bible says, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. So this morning, a threefold question to you as I start this message. Number one, what prayers would you be praying if you knew God heard them and you would not fail? What prayers would you be praying if you knew you could not fail and God answers your prayers? Do you realize that God hears us, that God is watching us, not with judgment, anger, condemnation, but ready to bless us? When you come into God's presence, you can expect the blessing of the Lord. Secondly, what has God been talking to you about that you are ignoring? Talking about your destiny, your future. The third part of this threefold question, what dreams have you dreamed, but you dismissed them because you believe they've become impossible? One thing about a new year is we can revive our dreams. We can revive our hopes. We can trust God for a new beginning. There's never such a good day as today. That's the great thing about golf. I'm not going to preach about golf, but every time, no matter how bad the previous hole was, not that I had any bad holes, okay? Every time you stand on the tee box, it's a new beginning. Come on, that's life. Every morning you wake up, it's a new beginning. And you've not seen a golfer, I'll get off the golfing now, you've not seen a golfer or a fisherman for that matter go into the deep waters not expecting to catch great fish. We need to live with that expectation. Otherwise, you might as well stop playing golf. Amen. So my message today, a prayer to pray for 2015. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, many sermons preached about Jabez. But I want to highlight four things from this prayer this morning that I believe is applicable to your life that will prepare you for an invasion this year. The great things that God has planned for you. And yes, you heard me right. They are great things. Because Daniel 11:32, the Bible says the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. The Bible says in verse 9, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. We understand the name Jabez was a negative name. It meant one who causes pain. Thankfully, Jabez understood that he did not have to live up to his negative past, that through God, he could have a better future. So watch what he does. He surprises everybody, and in verse 10 he says, Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. There's a lot of people who want you to believe that God doesn't want to bless you, that God's not interested in your personal life, that all God wants is for you to sacrifice and not live a great life. We're going to talk about that today. The very nature of God is blessing. The very nature of God is life. Zoe means life. The God kind of life is to experience life the way God experiences life. Somebody came to me yesterday, recognized me from television and said, and I felt it was a word of the Lord. He said, Pastor, God wants you to break the chains of poverty over South Africa. Now, I don't think I'm the only one that can break the chains of poverty over South Africa, but I believe we need to become bold in preaching and believing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He came, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, that we're not going to apologize for the blessing of God. Come on, say amen, somebody. You won't find a happy person that's broke. But in the church somewhere, we got confused and we thought, the broker, the holier, the poorer, the holier. And everybody that's blessed by God and has prosperity in their lives gets criticized by somebody. Well, isn't it amazing that Jabez prays, God bless me? And God doesn't have a problem with that. Listen to what the Message translation says, verse 9 and 10. Jabez was better than his brothers, a man of honor. His mother had named him Jabez, oh, the pain. Imagine your mother calls you, oh, the pain. Saying, a painful birth, I bore him in great pain. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel. Hallelujah. No matter who you are, where you are, you can pray today to the God of Israel. You can pray to the God of your salvation. You can pray to a God who's alive. You can pray to a God who hears your prayers. Oh, say amen. Somebody, don't let me get preaching here today. Jabez prayed to the God of Israel and he said, bless me, oh Lord, bless me. Will you dare to do it this morning? Put your hand like this and say, bless me, oh God, bless me. Come on, Bloemfontein. I don't think I'm good enough. Well, are you better than the grace of Jesus? Because you are blessed because of the grace of Jesus. You're not blessed because of your righteousness. So you have all the right in the world to come boldly to the throne of grace and to expect to receive what Jesus died for you. We're not going to go into this year just sarah, whatever will be. We're not going to go into this year by the way. No matter how bad your past, your future will be better. But you better change your attitude and get hungry for the blessing of God and the future that God has for you. Come on, say amen, somebody in this place. So he says, bless me, oh God, bless me. Give me land. Give me buildings. Give me a car. I mean, people think I'll talk about this. People think, student, now he's praying for a car, and people think, why is he praying for a car? Well, how should he get to his job? How's he going to bring people to church? How's he going to drive his wife around? How's he going to go on a holiday? There was a day I had no car, and I laid a hand on a car, and I said, God, bless me with a car. And God has blessed me with a car. Okay, you can walk. I'll just be driving into 2015. I'm going to be driving. Come on. Hallelujah. I might even lower my seat. Put the music up. It says, bless me. Give me land. Large tracts of land. Businessmen. Increase my business. We'll talk about why. Provide your personal protection. Don't let evil hurt me. And God gave him what he asked. I believe we need to pray prayers that are so big that only God can fulfill those prayers. Like Pastor Tommy Barnett said, if your dreams don't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough. We need to dream bigger. I'm believing God that we're going to fill this building in Pretoria four times on a Sunday. I'm believing God for buildings. I'm believing God for new land. I'm believing God that people are going to walk up to us and say, have this building in the name of Jesus. I'm believing God. Come on. I'm putting my faith out there. I'm not just going to stroll or crawl in a hole because somebody is a naysayer and criticizes what we're doing. Come on. I challenge you to begin to pray for God's hand to be upon you so that you will do great things with your life. I challenge you to pray big prayers so that when it happens in your life, people will say, it must be God. Come on. I mean, this building wasn't built by a man. It's a miracle in a difficult time. I don't take the glory. God gets the glory. We did our part, but God did more than his part. Come on. He provided. He made a way, and we paid this building cash. Come on. That's for the glory of God. People drive past you. They say it's a shopping center, and we can say it is by the glory of God and through the grace of God, and we can boast in the greatness of God because we know we could never have done this by ourselves. Come on. Your life should be the same. Pray a big prayer about your business. Pray a big prayer about your life, about your sports career, your entertainment career. Why should you not win the next summer award? Why should you not be the next famous actor in South Africa? Why should you not be the next greatest thing in South Africa or in the world for that matter? Why not? Oh, come on now. Don't expect your pastor to stroll through 2015. Don't expect me to be a camper, a settler. We're going further. Come on. We're going to run stronger. We're going to believe God for greater things. Oh, come on. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. I believe with all my heart God wants us to pray bigger prayers. I believe God wants us to believe him for greater things. I believe God wants us to be a brave people, a bold people, an adventurous people, trusting him for great things. Why not? It requires the same faith or more faith to live a negative, small life. Jabez decided, I'm not going to live up to pain. I'm not going to be the causer of pain. I'm not going to settle. And he became more honorable. Can I ask you, as a businessman this year, be honorable in business. Pay fair wages. Do what is right. Walk in integrity. Live a life that is pleasing to God. He was a man of honor. He was a man who refused to settle for mediocrity caused by the label placed upon him. Now, I understand people are sitting here, thousands of you, and listening across the country. Young girl that was molested by a grandfather or an uncle, carrying that label of pain. Time to shake that label. I know it's painful. It should not have happened. But Jabez, every time his mother called him, he was reminded, you are the painful one. You don't have a future. You caused grief. You're going to cause grief in your life. But he made up his mind. He said, I'm not going to live up to people's expectation. I'm not going to live up to my mistakes of yesterday. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get over. I'm going to get on. And the one way I'm going to do it, I'm going to look up. I'm going to look to God. I'm going to pray to the God of heaven. I want to tell you today that God is alive. I want to tell you today that God is able. I want to tell you today that God will not forsake you. Say amen in Jesus. So four things Jabez prayed for quickly. Number one, he prayed that God would bless him. Second thing he prayed for, God enlarged my territory. Third thing he prayed for is, God, let your hand be upon me. Fourth thing he prayed, God, protect me from the evil one. I'm sure you'd agree that we want to finish strong one day. We don't want to self-destruct when the blessing of God comes and get egotistical. We want to live lives of purpose. So number one, Jabez prays boldly. God, bless me, bless me. He's not afraid to ask God for blessing. He understood something. His covenant right, a nation of Israel, we have a better covenant. His right was to expect God to bless him. So he approaches the presence of God. He says, oh God, bless me, God. He wasn't afraid to ask for blessing. I want to tell you this morning, whoever told you not to pray for blessing over your life, lied to you. God is your Father and God wants you to live a blessed life. Jabez wanted the fullness of God's blessing in his life. He did not want partial blessing. He wanted the fullness of the blessing. I want to tell you this day that God wants you to live in the fullness of His blessing. I don't care what people say. Every human being desires the fullness of the blessing of God in their lives, and we should not apologize to believe God to bless us, to bless our careers, to bless our ministry, to bless our marriages, to bless our finances. Come on, say amen. They're in Bloemfontein, you're in Pretoria. There's nothing wrong with wanting God's best. Nothing. It should be natural. I mean, no child comes to his dad and they walk past a secondhand bicycle and he goes to the ugliest bicycle in the shop and he says, Daddy, that's the bicycle I want for Christmas. No, a child will drive past a brand new bicycle shop and go to the most expensive one and say, Daddy, I want a bicycle like this for Christmas. Come on, how many of you know what I'm talking about? You that read car magazines, you do not go to the third-hand car magazines. You go buy a new car magazine and say, one day I want to drive a car like that. I mean, you know, drive... You know, Narette and I used to do it in Bloemfontein. We would go drive and look at houses. And we didn't go to the houses where there were no window panes. We went to the nice houses. And we drove and we said, oh, one day we want to live in a nice house. Okay, well, live where you want to live. It's fine. But don't criticize me if I believe in blessing. Well, his motive is he wants to be blessed. Exactly. I do want to be blessed. The blessing of the Lord. Nothing wrong to pray about obtaining God's best for your life, in your business, your career, for your children. Pray for God's best. Expect God's best. Believe for God's best. Believe for full supernatural favor, supernatural promotion. Be a hard worker, but believe for the best. Bless me. To be blessed means to be empowered to prosper in life. So we want to go into this life with an attitude that we are empowered to prosper. We're asking God, bless us, O God. Make your face shine upon us, O God. Bless us, O God. Bless us more. Somebody say more, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come on. There's nothing wrong with praying for God to bless you if the purpose of your life is to be a blessing. If you're praying for more because you just want more, you will live a life that is shallow, empty, and self-centered. But if you pray for God to bless you with more so that you can give more into the kingdom, so you can help more people, so you can be a greater blessing, it is a noble and an honorable prayer. I mean, poor people don't finance the gospel. People with resources finance the gospel. And one of the areas the devil has lied to the church more than anything else is in the area of financial prosperity. Because he knows if he can cut finances from the church, he will stop the kingdom of God to invade or to expand. In Proverbs 10:22, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. 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 Now, there are people that get wealthy without the blessing of God, and there is sorrow attached to that. We're not even going to talk about that. We talk about righteous blessing, honorable business practices, living by the law of seed time and harvest. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. When the Lord spoke to Abraham, he said, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house to a land. I will show you, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You shall be a blessing. I mean, when God came to him, he didn't say, I'm going to cause you to go eat dust. God says, you follow me, you'll be more blessed than when you served your father. I'm going to take you where no one can take you. Now, I know our culture has a problem with this, but God doesn't have a problem with it. God says, I'm going to bless you. So get ready for God to bless you. Say amen. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in your families, the earth shall be blessed. So Jacob, a descendant of Abraham, knew that the blessing of God was his portion. We know Jacob also, the name meaning supplanter, deceiver, cheat, lived up to a negative name tag until he has an encounter with God. And he wrestles with the angel of the Lord, and he says, I will not let you go until you bless me. And the Lord touched him and blessed him. And his name changed from Jacob, the deceiver, to Israel, prince with God. God wants to make you a prince. God wants to make you more honorable. God wants to bless you. Come on. God wants your life to be the light of the world. Say amen in Jesus' name. Oh, come on. Let's raise our level of expectation. The second thing Jabez prayed for was, Lord, enlarge my territory. I just want to retract and say it. The purpose of blessing is to be a blessing. If you don't have a house, you can't have a home cell. You need a car to bring people to church. You need a job, a good job, to give finances into the church. Amen? You need a spouse so that you don't sleep alone every night. Bless me with a spouse, Lord. Bless me. Bless me with a good thing. Bless me with a good thing. Good, good. He that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Bless me, Lord. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me, Lord. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me, Lord. Don't pass me by. Bless me, Lord. More blessing. Bless me. I say that sounds selfish. No. That's everything but selfish, because we believe God for more blessings so that we can alleviate poverty, so we can build more churches, so we can do more things for God. Broke people cannot do anything for the kingdom of God. So it's easy just to live in your little world and believe God for nothing and criticize everything else. It takes courage and faith to believe, God, I want to be a blessed man so I can be a blessing. And I said it already. If your motive is to have more, just to have more, so you can brag to your friends about how much you have, like so many people in the world, it's vain. But more, to live the life God has for you and to be a greater blessing. Second thing he prayed, enlarge my territory. I believe church, CRC, God wants to give us new territory. As a church, we are believing God for the nations. Come on. He told us in Psalm 2 verse 8, the sky is the limit. Somebody said to me the other day, Pastor, the sky is not the limit. I'm not talking about the sky that you can see. I'm talking about the sky that's way there that you can never reach. Because the stars are under the sky. Okay. So we're not talking about a sky that you can fly to. Believing God for new territory. Believing God that we're going to do great exploits for God. We're not going to become campers, holy rollers. There's a purpose to the blessing. Increase us, oh God. Enlarge us. We believe in God for supernatural favor. In Psalm 2 verse 8, God says, he tells us, ask of me. The heathen for you, the nations as an inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as your possession. God tells us to ask big things. Ask of me. Father, expand my business nationally. Father, expand my business throughout Pretoria, throughout Tshwane. Father, expand my business throughout Bloemfontein. Father, bless me. And I want to tell you this, you can be in Bloemfontein, and we have many people in our church that have national and international companies from Bloemfontein where people think nothing is happening because the blessing is attracted to the man or to the woman. You don't have to follow blessing. You follow God. You serve God. You serve the will of God. Then the blessing seeks you out. Come on. These blessings will come upon you. That's what God says in the word. And overtake you. That's what God says. Wherever you are, you can dig a well and expect the blessing of the Lord. Come on. The power of God to prosper is upon you. Say amen. That's the anointing. One of the purposes. We are believing God to enlarge our borders. We are believing God to double every avenue, area of ministry over the next 5 years in Jesus' name. Nothing wrong with being satisfied with your job, but there's something wrong to become complacent when it comes to your service of the Lord. Nothing wrong with being happy and content with your car, your house, and your personal blessing, but there's a problem when you're content about financing the kingdom of God, when you used to dream about giving millions into the kingdom, and now you're happy with giving a little check because you're sitting in a place of comfort. We should never reach a place of comfort as children of God, where we just live satisfied, fat, and we do as little as we can to advance God's kingdom. God wants to increase us and God wants to enlarge us. When Jabez prayed the prayer, Lord, enlarge my territory, he wasn't praying for himself. As part of the tribe of Judah, he was a nobleman, he was a leader. An increase to him would mean increase to his people. He wasn't satisfied with the status quo. He wanted more. He wanted to do more for God. He didn't want blessing just for himself. He wanted blessing for his people. That is what Christianity is about. It's not about me, myself, and I. Surely there's much more to life than just keeping yourself happy. Did you get that? There must be more to life than just keeping yourself happy. Or for some couples, keeping your wife happy. Keeping you, your wife, and your two children happy. That's your life. And there's a world on your doorstep perishing. There's much more to life than just yourself. So when we talk about enlarging, we're talking about believing God to bless us so we can enlarge as a church to reach more people with the gospel, as a businessman to secure more employment for other people and to break poverty in South Africa. That's why we don't scale down, we scale up. We don't just think about our salaries, we think about the salaries of those who work for us. We don't just pay fat bonuses to ourselves and we neglect those who work for us. Blessed to be a blessing. Bless my business so I can bless those who work for me. Bless my business so I can bless those who live next to me. Enlarge my territory would mean more influence. Because with bigger territory becomes more influence. And we know that the kingdom of God is about influence. God wants you to be a man, a woman of influence. So you can carry the light of Christ back to your world. Become a better rugby player. Enlarge my territory. Become a better businessman. Enlarge my territory. Become a better cell leader. Enlarge my territory. It's not about your personal wealth only. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about people. Where God says, I will bless you. And it's an honorable prayer to pray, bless me, Lord, so I can be a blessing. Enlarge my territory, God, so that we don't sit and soak as a congregation and say, oh, we are all about quality and not quantity. We don't care about those going to hell. All it's about is me, my wife, and the 3 sermon points that I write down every Sunday. No! To enlarge our territory means to go beyond our circle of love. Means to reach people that nobody else wants to reach. Means to live the mission and the purpose of Christ every day. Because it's so easy. So easy. And in my 28 years of being a pastor, I've seen it. So easy when God blesses people. For people to take their eyes off Jesus and begin to look, put their eyes upon what they have. And suddenly those who were very generous in the kingdom of God and who loved to expand the kingdom of God, now it's all about my business and my territory and my career and my name. And yes, it should be. There's a parallel because the bigger your business goes, the bigger you should have influence for God's kingdom. But then use the influence. The higher you go, and you should pray God to go for God to go higher. But when you go higher, remember the Lord your God. And give him the honor. Jabez was a man of honor. He did not forget his God in the day of his prosperity. And it's one thing God says to the nation of Israel. God says, I will take you into a new land. I will give you houses that you never built. Supernatural favor and prosperity will come your way. Everything you have will multiply. You can read it in Deuteronomy chapter 8. For time's sake, I'm not reading it. God says, your herds and your flocks will multiply. Your houses will multiply. Your vineyards will multiply. He says, everything you have will multiply with my blessing and my favor. But three times in one chapter, God says, but thou shalt remember. Three times in one chapter, God says, you will not forget. When you walk through the wilderness, he said, I taught you dependence on me. Before I released my blessing, some of you are in the wilderness. You're wondering why? It's because God's teaching you that the only way out of that prison is his favor. The only way into the promised land is through his supernatural deliverance. You will not get yourself into the promised land. But when you get into the promised land, don't say, my might, and the power of my wealth have brought me here. I'm every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving. A new year, a new beginning. Maybe you've come here today to make your peace with God, to say, I'm not going to live a life like last year. I'm going to start afresh. I want to give myself to Jesus. Sitting there in Bloemfontein, you're in Pretoria, in Johannesburg. Maybe somehow you've lost yourself. Maybe you lost the way. And today you've come because your heart is crying to God. You're sitting here today, you say, Pastor, I'm not right with God. If I died today, I don't even think I'll go to heaven. Maybe you gave your life to Jesus at one time, but you've grown cold. You've wandered away from your Father's house. Oh, you don't want to go down that path any longer. You know that you're not happy. Today in this place, you want to make peace with God. God loves you. We love you. You are valuable. You are precious to Jesus. Each one of you. God knows you so intimately. And your life will never be the same again as you give yourself to Jesus today. Close your eyes to put every distraction aside and pray with all your heart. There in Bloemfontein as well, in all our churches. Pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you that you love me so much that you died for my sin. I believe with all my heart you rose from the grave. Jesus, I believe you are alive. Today I surrender my life to you. Thank you for accepting me and for loving me just as I am. Thank you that you will never leave me and you will never forsake me. Thank you for forgiving me of every sin. Right now, you set me free. I am yours. I am your child. And I will follow you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.